a new Hall of Fame class, big hoops games, and football recruiting news from the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by VNNSports.net. More high school sports news after this.
As the official software provider for nearly 3,000 high schools across the country, VNN knows it's been a different kind of year. And while the game hasn't changed, your school's needs have. If you're an athletics administrator, it's more important now than ever to go digital and make sure parents, athletes, and fans have all the information they need to feel safe, up-to-date, and connected to your high school's sports programs. A website, digital ticketing, fundraising, live streaming, social media sync, VNN does it all to make your life easier. Check out the new necessities for the new normal at VNNSports.com.
The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association has announced its 2023 Hall of Fame class. Going in at a ceremony in February will be active head coaches John Matera from Kenosha Tremper, Dave Barr from Lake Country Lutheran, and John Hamilton from Westby, as well as retired coaches Rob Hamilton from Sun Prairie, Bob Johnson from Eau Claire North, and Scott Bignefsky from Aquinas. At the 608 tournament at Madison College over the weekend, West Salem downed Verona 81-60 in a boys basketball spotlight game Saturday afternoon. Defending Division I state champion Nina defeated Wanakee on Friday to advance to Saturday's championship game, but fell to powerhouse Joliet West out of Illinois. In girls' hoops action, Kaukauna defeated D1 third-ranked Hortonville 70-59 Friday night, as Ghost senior Alana Zarnecki had 15 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. The early football signing day is coming up this week, and several state players have made their selections known. Mayville All-State senior Blake Schroffnagel has committed to Winona State after back-to-back 2,000-yard rushing seasons. Defensive end Evan Herman of Sussex Hamilton was a breakout performer this fall and turned it into a commitment to Vanderbilt on Monday. Also on Monday, Sauk Prairie defensive lineman Nolan Vills announced he had accepted a preferred walk-on offer from the University of Wisconsin. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.